Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to have you here today, and I'm really humbled that that you're making this a part of your 2021, and I do hope your 2021 is a great year so far. So let's hope it is. We are in Isaiah chapter 17, and I've been reading this month in the New Living Translation, and this is what it says. This message came to me, this is Isaiah, concerning Damascus. Look, the city of Damascus will disappear. It will become a heap of ruins. The towns of Aroer will be deserted. Flocks will graze in the streets and lie down undisturbed, with no one to chase them away. The fortified towns of Israel will also be destroyed, and the royal power of Damascus will end. All that remains of Syria will share the fate of Israel's departed glory, declares the Lord of Heaven's armies. In that day, Israel's glory will grow dim. Its robust body will waste away. The whole land will look like a grain field after the harvesters have gathered the grain. It will be desolate like the fields in the valley of Rephaim after the harvest. Only a few of its people will be left, like stray olives left on a tree after the harvest. Only two or three remain in the highest branches, four or five scattered here and there on the limbs, declares the Lord, the God of Israel. Then at last the people will look to their Creator and turn their eyes to the Holy One of Israel. They will no longer look to their idols for help or worship what their own hands have made. They will never again bow down to their Asherah poles or worship at the pagan shrines they have built. Their largest cities will be like a deserted forest, like the land of the Hivites and the Amorites abandoned when the Israelites came here so long ago. It will be utterly desolate. Why? Because you have turned from the God who can save you. You have forgotten the rock who can hide you, so you may plant the finest grapevines and import the most expensive seedlings. They may sprout on the day you set them out. Yes, they may blossom on the very morning you plant them, but you will never pick any grapes from them. Your only harvest will be a load of grief and unrelieved pain. Listen, the armies of many nations roar like the roaring of the sea. Hear the thunder of the mighty forces as they rush forward like the thundering waves. But though they thunder like breakers on a beach, God will silence them and they will run away. They will flee like chaff scattered by the wind, like a tumbleweed whirling before a storm. In the evening, Israel waits in terror, but by dawn, its enemies are dead. This is the just reward of those who plunder us, a fitting end for those who destroy us. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, we're talking, Isaiah is talking about what is going to happen. There will be a few left, but I'm so grateful that there's such a theology of remnants in the Old and the New Testament. Often you see you taking small things and impossible things. I'm thinking about Gideon and his small army that got reduced and reduced and reduced. You take the impossibly small and you do impossibly big things with them. This remnant that's left behind is going to be the seedbed of what comes next and inevitably the birth of Christ. And so what a beautiful thing that there is a remnant. And Lord, help us to live with hope in that. Lord, we, your church now, are your remnant on this earth. We may be small, but we are full of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we want to do what Isaiah the prophet said. At last, the people will look to their Creator and turn their eyes to the Holy One of Israel. They will no longer look to their idols for help or worship what their own hands have made. Lord Jesus, please forgive us. Please forgive me for looking to idols to fill my heart, or worshiping the things that I make. And Lord, in my own writing career, I know there's been a lot of fits and starts and there's been a lot of heartache there. But now as I look back, I'm grateful for the heartache, because that heartache caused me to realize that even a best-selling book would not fill my heart. Even having success would not fill my heart. And Lord, I'm thankful that I didn't have success right out of the gate. I'm thankful I didn't have success in the middle of my career. And I'm thankful even now as I still struggle. And Lord, I just see your hand in it. And for a long time, I didn't. And so thank you for the hardships that you bring our way that we don't understand in the moment, but look back on retrospect and say, aha, God, you really want our allegiance. And anything that competes with your allegiance, you will thwart it. And so we thank you for doing that, because you are a loving Father who loves his children, and you want us to find our hope, our light, our sustenance in you alone. Forgive us for not doing that, but today we lay down our lives in surrender and ask for you to fill us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day, every single day. I'm so proud of you for doing that. This particular podcast is brought to you by Lorelei Majernik, and that's spelled M-A-J-E-R-N-I-K. She has written a book called Interference, How Baylor's Sex Assault Shed Light on Faith and Football. She is a lover of football. She's a sports writer, and she has pulled out some really great insights in this book. And so if you're a football fan in particular, I think you would really appreciate her take and her very thoughtful take on this particular a sex assault scandal for Baylor. So thank you, Lorelei, for sponsoring the podcast. And if you're interested in sponsoring the podcast, I'm pretty booked up for a while, but there's some slots opening up. You can email at Kristen, who is my assistant, at newsletter@marydemuth.com. So newsletter@marydemuth.com, and she'll send you a rate sheet. And again, thanks to the sponsors and thanks to the patrons who really just, wow, you keep this podcast on the air and help to pay for the most amazing William, who is listening to this right now, who is editing this podcast. So, hey, William, thank you so much. And to the rest of you, have a great day.